destroy the book, and the defense attorney on the side of the book, who was a well-known newspaper columnist who would appraise the novel and me as the author. I was sweating near the end of the program because the prosecuting attorney said it was stupid to think that readers would believe there was a crime syndicate in existence. It was then I had the best idea of my life. I told him that he was stupid to believe that there was not such a thing as a crime syndicate. He evidently had not read the newspapers about the Kefauver Commission in Congress. The mafia was all over the newspapers, and if they were not a syndicate, what were they? It was then that I began to develop an idea for a novel about the mafia. In the back of my head, I already had thought of an extraordinary character, but it would be many years and four novels before I would write Stiletto. In that time, I read and learned a great deal about the mafia, such as how its members came from Sicily to America and found their way into many businesses, illegal and legal. Count Cesare Cardinali was ordered to go to the United States by his Sicilian mafia don. To the outside world, he drove dangerous high-speed automobiles and owned a foreign car dealership on Park Avenue in New York. The world also knew that